Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, this week, 2 days already, I've shared some of the news about Camp BIMI or Camp BIMI. We just finished the second week, and it's a very active, almost like a mission boot camp for people seriously interested in missions. And yesterday, I shared a testimony of one of the young families who are currently on deputation headed to Guatemala, and they shared how God used Camp BIMI in their lives to prepare them and help them know what God would have them to do. Well, today, let me switch to the other side and share some news from one of our directors. And by the way, our directors and their wives, we teach and mingle with, sit at the table with, and prepare the meals, and every meal's food from a different country in the world. So this is a sample of what the young people might hear when they attend Camp BIMI. And this is from Brother Eric Bowman, our Africa director. He says, East Africa's heritage and why it matters when we share the gospel. We're trying to catch the context of culture. Now picture this. You step into a village where the schedule isn't a phone notification. It's the rhythm of people and cattle and cooking fires and conversation. You can feel the history in the dust and hear it in the whispers of the wind. East Africa isn't a blank space on a map waiting for someone else's ideas. It's a place of strong families and deep community ties and layers of faith traditions, some unique and some broken and all of them influential. So when we talk about heritage, we mean more than music and clothing or food, although all of those things matter, of course. Heritage is how a person has learned to listen, to trust, to honor, to celebrate, to grieve, and to make decisions. Now, if we ignore these things, we may still speak the truth, but we might not actually be heard. The reality is that this heritage, as well as religion in general, can't be everywhere, and yet the heart still be empty. Traditional beliefs shape culture. They define personal relationships. They overshadow special occasions, as well as the mundane daily life. Even when many people no longer hold to it with personal conviction. But in East Africa, you'll see that mix: Christian labels, Islamic influence, and traditional practices woven into everyday life. And that blend is not just background. It's the lens through which many people interpret what you say when you share about God. Now, the task of the missionary is to confront this embedded worldview with the light of Scripture. But thankfully, the missionary does not work alone. God often provides scenarios where traditional beliefs are challenged, His love is revealed, and faith in Christ is put on display. I've witnessed some amazing conversions simply because of the manifested power of God proving greater than the power of culture or fear. Now, that is heritage showing up in a gospel moment. The message didn't change, but it was the response of faith to what the listener observed that challenged his former beliefs about authority and fear and power. Well, those words that Brother Bowman has given us are certainly true, and that would be true not only in East Africa, but around the world. And that's just a little sample of what the director has shared with the young people as they come in to see God's will for their own lives. And I hope you are seeking that will in your life.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.